Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Whey protein, glutamine, multivitamins, muscle milk. Do you really need a workout supplement, and can they be the difference between okay results and great results? My guest is certainly one of our favorite guests here, and she needs no introduction, although I'll give her one. Dr. Pamela Peake. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the fields of nutrition, metabolism, stress, and fitness. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peake. Let's talk about workout supplements, because whole stores and whole industries have popped up because of these massive jars of powdery-looking stuff. What are they? Do we need them? Do women need them, or are they only for bodybuilders?
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, Melanie, seriously, I'm just so happy to see the 99.9% of the American populace just assume the vertical. That the very thought of trying to complicate this with potions, pills, and, you know, patches, and God knows what else is ludicrous. It really is. You know, I just came back from the Senior Olympics, which are still taking place right now in Cleveland. It's the 2015 Senior Olympics. I don't want to break anyone's heart, but after the age of 50, you know, these people are amazing. I mean, I looked at the triathlon, almost fell out of my chair. Just couldn't believe it. Not a single one of them is taking anything other than some vitamins. They're not taking potions, you know, and pills and whatever, and they're breaking world records for what they do. And, you know, I think my point is that the grand majority of people, the absolute majority, other than super elite athletes, really should be getting the grand majority of the boost they need for energy as well as recovery, et cetera, from whole foods. You know, what a radical idea, but from whole foods, and obviously that coupled with appropriate hydration. And so I'm just going to use that as a platform. Now, should you want to troll through aisles and wonder whether or not, you know, there's something there for you, let me just throw out the following. One, whether you're a man or a woman, especially after the age of 40, but probably throughout life because our nutrition is so marginal half the time, a multiple vitamin that's related to age as well as gender, because now they're genderfied out there as well as age-related, is very reasonable. That's reasonable. And so that's fine. And then obviously working with your physician on any specific supplements that are really going to be appropriate for you, the omegas, for instance, which are so terribly important, and this is, once again, the fish oil supplements, as anti-inflammatories, and with their very striking effect with heart disease as well as other inflammatory conditions. And then, you know, we kind of go from there. Women need to watch their calcium. Everyone needs to be on top of their vitamin D level. Before you start scarfing down vitamin D, just get a blood level. And, you know, it's highly recommended that your blood level be north of 40. And don't be happy with 20, because that's old information. So with all of that, let's just say you're trolling down the aisles of one of those supplement places out there, and you're wondering whether or not something will give you that extra boost and really get you to rock and roll here in terms of both performance, that's pre-workout, as well as recovery, post-workout. One of the things you see out there are a lot of these caffeine-type pills, potions, drinks, things like this. And many of them have the equivalent of basically three big cups of coffee. And it's a lot of caffeine at one time, in excess of 300 to 400 milligrams of caffeine, you know, or a heck of a lot more, depending upon what you need. One cup of coffee does it, you know, men and women out there. Just one cup of coffee, you know, you could do that. And we've found that by doing that, you can loosen up some some standing supplies of fat in your fat cells. So you could use this as fuel, and that's fine. But again, moderation and everything, and a cup of coffee.
Well, and moderation, or tea. And of course, that gives you great caffeine, Dr. Pepa. What about these ones that promise to be metabolic boosters? So there's, so to the women out there who are exercising, and they're not necessarily interested in the muscle milk, in the whey protein, soy protein, putting raw eggs in the blender. You know, they're not going rocky on us, but they want to know if any of those things that say they will increase your metabolism, you know, after you work out and keep it up for a long time if you drink them before, during, or after your workout.
If the answer is very simple, Melanie. No, they don't do that. Whatever you're trying to buy out there that's supposed to be boosting metabolism may or may, number one, in the worst case scenario, is actually doing you harm by being jam-packed with caffeine and amphetamine derivatives, which basically jack up your pulse, jack up your blood pressure. And if you have any underlying cardiovascular disease, good luck with that, especially with high blood pressure and all the rest of it. So bag all that and don't believe it. Many of them have very kind of covert speed or stimulants in them, and it's orange peel, things that are all covertly noted as Latin terms that you'll never know, and it's just all confusing. If it says it's boosting your metabolism, turn around and start running the opposite direction, number one.
That'll boost your metabolism.
Segueing right into that, Melanie, is that the best thing to boost metabolism on the planet is getting up and assuming the vertical and getting rocking. And that means at a moderate level, higher intensity interval training, you want to see your metabolism boosted. All you have to do is get up and start using that incredible body of yours. Your muscles are, don't insult your muscles here. They're perfectly adept at maintaining a very powerful metabolism and giving you the metabolic boost you need. And just give them the chance to do that. These are very hungry little characters, so they'll chew up fuel like there's no tomorrow, number one. And number two, they will give you that metabolic edge, because a metabolic edge actually comes from the muscles themselves. That's the one thing, despite your genetics and anything else, that's the one thing you can do to really, truly affect metabolism. All these other things that you read about, the branched chain amino acids, L-glutamine, I mean, seriously, save your money. You know, if you are someone who is a super elite athlete and absolutely has turned your body into a science fair project of, you know, strange smoothies and, you know, all kinds of, you know, pills and potions, God bless. And you know something? A lot of elite athletes do that. I was just remembering what Dara Torres, the Olympic swimmer, once shared with her in terms of her own blueprint. And it's a lot of stuff. But, you know, none of it's illicit or anything. It's just that she's got this down to a fine science. She knows her body, and her body, you know, is that of a super elite Olympian. Now, I don't want to break your heart. That's not you out there, not unless Dara's listening. I mean, for the 99.9% of people, this is just a complete waste of money. And for the amount of performance enhancement you're going to get out of it, it's very, very low. You're just not going to get that much out of it.
Now that's a great place to start, because I'm sorry, and as much as I hate to cut you off, ma'am, because you are just the best guest ever, our time is up. So basically what we are saying is save your money. Unless you are an elite athlete and really into bodybuilding, just definitely, you know, concentrate on your multivitamin and your vitamin D for sure, calcium for women, you know, but make sure you're getting your supplementation from the whole foods that you eat, and get vertical, work out as hard as you can, as often as you can. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay vertical, stay active, and stay well.